You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So can we get a Taco Bell lettuce update? Taco Bell has released a statement today.
Yeah.
One of the reasons we keep bringing this up, and it's not because of the funny guy that says what he says that you keep hearing on our program. It's really not. Although,
are you sure it's not? Are you telling me you don't want to hear it again?
I kind of maybe do. Everywhere I go, this is what people are talking about. I was with my girlfriends all morning long, and one of them said to me,
"Do you have
explosive watery diarrhea?"
And you said, "No, that's why I'm here."
We started talking about it, and I said, "I'm telling you, girls, it's lettuce. Stay away from the bagged shredded lettuce. They don't quite know yet, but they're zeroing in on bagged lettuce. If you're going to make a salad tonight, grab the old school $2 head of lettuce from the store, wash it thoroughly, cut it up. There's your salad." And one of the women looks at me and she goes, "Well, you know, so-and-so had to go home this morning because,
explosive watery diarrhea."
Yeah.
Consumers worried about the growing outbreak. Yeah. And if you're in Michigan, God bless you. It's basically the entire state has the poops right now in Michigan.
Thousands.
The illness can cause long-lasting bouts of this thing, leading to severe dehydration. So super young children, older adults, people who are immunocompromised, that's not good for them. Public health officials say it's difficult to dispense safety advice because key details about the outbreak remain unknown, leaving the public largely flying blind. Taco Bell released a statement today.
Explosive watery diarrhea.
As they are now being investigated as part of the Cyclospora parasite outbreak.
Okay, seriously?
There's an investigation.
Just an investigation, Sam.
Whether they are connected or not.
Well, here, let me go ahead and just finish the investigation for you. Is Taco Bell connected to diarrhea?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Every day.
Taco Bell.
All day.
Taco Bell has reportedly removed lettuce, cilantro, pico de gallo, and guacamole from its menus.
They're being proactive.
As a precaution.
Yeah, just in case. Public safety.
Now listen to this.
No other proactives make you go too.
Michigan's health department has pointed to lettuce or other salad greens as a potential source of the outbreak in Michigan, but said some people infected with the parasite did not make a run for the border. So they, right. I mean, honestly, they just don't know.
And it's confusing the public, I think, that Taco Bell is in the headlines. They're a company, a restaurant chain that is just being proactive.
You know what I'm doing, Dan? I ain't eating no salad. You know what? No, no, no. Give me a burger. Leave me alone. I'm not eating salad till they figure this out.
I had a bagged salad kit last night.
Nope.
I'll let you know in a week.
No, it's like
how I'm doing.
That's the other problem. It takes 2 to 3 weeks for the, you know.
I also think that there's probably many more cases out there than what is being reported, because I don't think every single time you get cyclosporiasis.
Sam, if you have that thing going on for 3 weeks, I'm sorry, your boss is going to want a doctor's note.
You are underestimating how many people live with that every day because of the way that they treat their bodies.
What do you think the doctor's note would say?
It was a big ass boom. You don't want him there, y'all.
Would say, "We're going to require Samuel Stevie stay home, stay away from any lettuce or Taco Bell as a precaution, and you're welcome that
you're
he's
right,
not coming
line.
Into work."
Hey, thank you, by the way. Don't be talking bad about Taco Bell. That's the only place that you can still get gas under $3.
Womp, womp.
Also, everybody's been trying to lose weight.
They don't know that it's Taco Bell.
One, whatever you
but
call
if
it.
You go to Taco Bell, you might not see some of those very popular menu items right now until they figure it out.
And in all seriousness, if you have uncontrollable, explosive, watery diarrhea, go see a doctor. And if you're gonna like me and you're not going to go see a doctor, drink a lot of water because the dehydration is a problem.
Okay, good to know. When we get back, hey, we have an update on that heroic grandpa that got yeeted into the air by the bison. You've all seen the video by now. I mean, he got tossed. Yeah.
He's heroic?
They keep saying it's only 8 feet. That video, he looks like he made probably 15 feet in the air.
He was way up there. But there's a new detail that has emerged today. Remember yesterday, we were like, nobody did anything wrong.
He's so innocent. He was just standing in the tree line.
Are we sure about that? We have an update on Grandpa Bison Buns because
he said, bye, son.
He got short end of that stick, didn't he? And we'll tell you about it after the news with Dan Weinbaum here on Dana and Parks. Stick with us.
If you could take a second to help us out with our school supply drive, we would greatly appreciate it. When a child enters foster care, they often arrive with nothing. No suitcase, no school supplies, no sense of stability. Foster Adopt Connect exists to change that through real-world support, education, advocacy that helps kids thrive, not just survive. KMBZ and Pinnacle Bank are working alongside Foster Adopt Connect to help them to make sure that every child starts this school year with dignity. A backpack is not just school supplies, it can help with confidence. Each year, Foster Adopt Connect School Supply Drive gives foster kids what they need for a strong start to the school year. Go to KMBZ.com, look for the school supply link on our homepage. You can donate money on that link to sponsor a backpack, or when you're going out and you are picking up school supplies for your children, grab a few extra items, drop them off at one of three locations. All of the details, KMBZ.com. Look for the school supplies link.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.